From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
You must be getting close to crossword puzzle tournament time.
That's right. It's a little earlier this year, the American Crossword Puzzle Tournament, February 29 to March 2, for the first time in New York City, and specifically Brooklyn. We're going to have a spoof documentary called Word Ploy, and Grant Barrett and Martha Barnett of Public Radio's Away with Words are going to present the prizes.
Wow.
And if anyone would like more information, they can go to crosswordtournament.com.
You're playing it on Leap Day.
That's right. We'll have a something Leap Day related. I'm not sure what yet.
Right. Actually, does this mean the tournament's only going to be now every 4 years? I guess not.
Still every year, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, we play this game every week, and you gave us a challenge last week to work on, what was it?
Yes, it came from listener Toby Gottfried of Santa Ana, California. I said, take the three bird names, egret, crane, and owl. Rearrange the letters to spell three other bird names. What are they?
What are they?
They are eagle, tern, and crow.
Very nice. We had over 4,000 entries from people who solved the puzzle, and our randomly selected winner is Paula Strauss from Scotia, New York. Hi, Paula.
Hi.
Hi. What do you do in Scotia?
I'm a stay-at-home mother.
I understand when we called you, you were doing the crossword puzzle.
Yes, I was.
You finished it, right?
Absolutely.
Can you help me with today's?
Well, I'll try.
That's all right. You ready to play?
Sure.
Oh, yeah, you sound like you are. Well, Will, meet Paula. Let's play.
All right, Paula, with tax season coming up, this week's puzzle has a theme of CPAs. Every answer is a familiar two-word phrase in which the first word starts with C and the second word starts P-A. For example, if I gave you the clue, place for electrical switches and gauges, you would say control panel.
Okay.
All right. Number one is a famous Las Vegas hotel and casino.
Caesar's Palace.
Caesar's Palace is right. Number two, a walk-on role.
Something part.
Yes.
Walk-on role.
Something you might wear around your neck on a necklace.
I am absolutely blank.
Piece of jewelry, a cameo role, cameo part.
Cameo part is it. Good. A sheet that allows you to make copies on a typewriter.
A carbon paper.
Uh-huh. Carbon paper is right. A social gathering with drinks.
A cocktail party.
That's right. Where to read Blondie and Beetle Bailey.
Comic page.
Comics page is right. Tree that might be on a desert island.
Coconut palm.
Uh-huh. Something wonderful in 1920s slang.
Charleston? No, that wouldn't be it.
No.
1920s.
If something was really great, they'd say it's the...
Cool?
No.
Think sleepwear.
Yeah.
Cat's pajamas.
Cat's pajamas is right. Implement for a boat on a lake.
Canoe paddle.
That's it. Birthplace of a kid... In a 1980s doll craze.
Cabbage patch.
Cabbage patch, is it? A baker's container.
Cake plate. Oh, that would be cake pan.
Cake pan, is it? What a citizen of Quebec carries when traveling abroad.
French.
Or Ontario.
Canadian passport.
Yes, Canadian passport. Longtime home for the San Francisco Giants.
Candlestick Park.
That's it. Humanitarian gift that's sent abroad.
Care package.
Uh-huh. Extra money for a soldier during war.
Pay.
Yes. Another word for battle.
I'm seeing it and not...
Combat's what you're looking for, right?
Yes.
Combat.
Combat pay, is it? In slang, a place to sleep temporarily for free.
Crash pad.
That's it. NFL team in Charlotte.
Oh, Charlotte Hornets? That's not even close.
Well, it is. It's a basketball team, but that's not what he's looking for.
going for football here. First of all, where is Charlotte?
In North Carolina.
Right, so there's your C.
Oh, the Carolina Panthers.
There you go.
Carolina Panthers is it. And finally, with tonight's Super Bowl in mind, by definition, it is not intercepted.
Something passed.
Yes. It's not intercepted, that means
that wouldn't be right. Completed pass.
There you go.
Completed pass is it.
Paula.
I didn't know there were so many questions.
But you knew so many answers.
You're very kind.
More than you thought. And for playing our puzzle today, we have some things for you. You're going to get that weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, Will Shortz's Little Black Book of Sudoku and Black and White Book of Crosswords from St. Martin's Press, and one of Will Shortz's Puzzle Master Decks of Riddles and Challenges from Chronicle Books. Paula, what member station do you listen to?
WAMC. Albany, New York.
Out of Albany, and Paula Strauss from Scotia, New York. Loved playing with you today. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
All right. Will, a challenge now for everyone to work on during this coming week.
Yeah, I think it's an easy-ish one, and it comes from listener Alan Hochbaum of Atlanta, Georgia. Name a sport that has only one vowel in its name. Change that vowel to a different vowel and read the result backward. You'll name a piece of equipment used in that sport. What is it? So again, a sport that has only one vowel in its name. Change that vowel to a different vowel, read the result backward, and you'll name a piece of equipment used in that sport. What's the sport and what's the piece of equipment?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle. Once again, that's npr.org/puzzle. And click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Leanne.